If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
All right, speaking of being here to help, if ever there was a morning when I had to yell, "Get me Lisa Bloom!" it's this morning. Good morning, Lisa Bloom.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we have some groping Fuhrer news Okay, so you and your mom and I were all planning to do the Women's March on Washington, right?
We're going, baby.
Yeah. So if you've just heard this morning, I suppose, so the Lincoln Memorial has been the site of, as we know, for countless rallies, right? Vietnam, Civil Rights, Million Man March. So I've never heard of this. The Gruppenfuhrer's Inauguration Committee has filed a massive omnibus blocking permit that will bar protesters from most of the National Mall, Pennsylvania Avenue, the Washington Monument, and the Lincoln Memorial for days and weeks before, during, and after the inauguration. Lisa Bloom, is this legal? Precedented? Is it? Please help me.
So you mean to tell me Trump doesn't like uppity women?
Yes.
He doesn't want hundreds of thousands, if not over a million of us, out there marching and yelling and standing up for our rights? Shocker.
Yes.
So yes, this is unprecedented. You know, this is Washington, D.C., the site of many classic demonstrations. We have a First Amendment right to demonstrate, and we don't have to be crowded off in the corner somewhere, away from the historical sites, away from the cameras. I believe that we do have a right to protest, of course, peacefully, you know, in the locations where the march is scheduled to go. And so I know there's a court challenge now. I don't think that this is precedented in particular in Washington, D.C., because there have been so many protests there in the past. But in general, it's not uncommon when there's a big demonstration planned for whoever's being protested against, if they're a political person in power, to say, well, they shouldn't be able to be on that particular street or that location or right in front of where I'm going to be. And then there's a big court challenge about it, and the court's going to have to weigh the First Amendment right of the protesters versus, you know, some interest that the inaugural committee has in sort of the peaceful transition, I suppose. But
right,
the First Amendment should outweigh.
Well, yes. So, yeah, there's so many firsts in this quote-unquote administration. First sexual predator that we have apparently, right, the first, blatant racist, sexist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so it's still America, as far as I know. I know you just woke up, but I mean, this is not funny. These are signs of fascism trying to stifle all dissent. I mean, he has already threatened the First Amendment, freedom of the press. Legally, Lisa, what's your opinion on what's going to happen now with this?
I think we are going to have the right to protest at probably some of the historic sites like the Lincoln Memorial. I probably will be blocked from others. But this kind of thing can also backfire, because now the Women's March on Washington is in the news. People are talking about it. It's
right,
not just on Facebook and social media, right? So good. Let's get the word out that Trump is trying to block the Women's March on Washington. And ladies, if you were on the fence, if you were thinking, gee, I don't know, should I go or should I not go?
Right.
I hope this prompts you to get out there and to use your voice, because the whole point of this protest is to flex our political muscle and to let Mr. Trump and his little band of sycophants that he's appointed that want to destroy the environment and destroy civil rights, we want them to know that we are there, we are a very powerful political force to be reckoned with, and we're going to raise our voices on the first day after the inauguration, January 21st.
I mean, the word chilling, I think, is really the word that comes to mind. I mean, between them, you know, Republican attorneys general and governors and Trump furiously trying to stop these recounts. I mean, first of all, makes you go, what are they afraid of? Aren't they the one that alleged millions of illegals voting?
And that it's rigged.
Right. I mean, you have a president-elect saying that 16 American intelligence agencies are wrong, that Russia didn't interfere in the election because he didn't think so.
Better.
Yeah.
Come on, Stephanie. He knows better.
Right.
He knows better. I mean, he doesn't have to read anything. He doesn't have to have any knowledge base. He doesn't have to talk to any experts. He just goes on his gut, right? He knows better than everybody else. And I'm sure he's not at all familiar with the First Amendment, but the courts are. And so I do have faith that the courts are going to allow the march. And if they don't, there are probably going to be a number of women who are going to get arrested and decide they're going to go anyway. And then there's going to be more tension drawn to these issues.
Right. So can you really, listen?
You know, smart politicians, you know, they don't want to raise a scene about this. They don't want to draw more attention to a protest.
Listen, not to make this about me, but I will be marching with two of the best lawyers in the country, Lisa Bloom and Gloria Allred. So I'm just saying, you'll be able to post my bail before 8 o'clock that night when I have to do Sexy Liberal at Sydney Harmon Hall, correct? I mean, I care about America, but I got to be out in time to do the show.
Yeah, we will be out there. That is for sure.
Okay. Do I know a good lawyer? Oh, here's two of the best ones in the country. Yeah. They're next to me. You got that much cash on you, right? Let's go. I've been at your mom's Malibu beach house. Don't you try to, Lisa Bloom. I know you guys got some cash.
I want to let everybody know, by the way, there's also a lot of demonstrations being planned for Inauguration Day, January 20th. I talk about it on my podcast, which is called Bloomcast, Voice of the Resistance. There's also a big civil rights protest being planned by the National Action Network for January 14th, which is Martin Luther King weekend.
Okay.
So people can go out there and stay the week and go to a bunch of different protests and really raise their voices.
I mean, Lisa, look, I don't know how much you can talk about this, but when I use the word chilling, let's talk about the woman that accused Donald Trump of raping her when she was 13, who was your client for a minute, right? Your law firm website got hacked. She got spooked.
More than a minute. Yes. Listen, I represented four Trump accusers, and I still represent three of them.
Yeah.
I represented Jill Hartz, who was the first one who came out. I represented Lisa Boynet, who spoke about Trump looking up women's skirts at an event that she was present at. I represented the young woman known as Jane Doe, who had filed a federal case against him for child rape. She ultimately decided she could not go forward, and she dismissed the action. And I represent a fourth one who has never come out publicly because she's just too scared.
Right.
And this is the reality for women. You know, this is what women face.
Yeah. But this is what I mean. We can't cave in to the bullies. You know, we can't. That's the problem is like that, you know, they're doing this on purpose. They're trying to instill so much fear that they're just automatically stifling dissent.
Listen, I think women are really fired up in this country. There's already a couple hundred thousand who have said on Facebook that they're going to go. And I think a lot more are going to go now. We see a rollback of abortion rights already this week in Ohio.
Yeah.
One of the strictest anti-abortion bills in the country, banning abortion after 6 weeks. And they said they did that specifically because of Trump's election, and they know he's going to appoint anti-choice judges, and they think this is going to be the one that's going to reverse Roe v. Wade. I mean, this is the reality of what we're looking at. This could be the end of Roe v. Wade. I'm not saying that to be alarmist. It's a very real possibility.
Yeah.
I think it's code red for women's rights in this country, and we have to get out there. I think a lot of people feel like, oh, God, I'm so despondent over this election.
We don't have time for that. Well,
You've got to rise up. You've got to use your voice, just like abolitionists did, civil rights people, you know, in our history. This is our time, and we've got to get out there. So the more he tries to push back and block us from protesting and keep us away from the Lincoln Memorial, forget it. The more of us, I think, are going to be out there.
Lisa, he also said that all of these liars, meaning the women that accused him of assault, will be sued immediately after the election. So I assume that you and your mom have gotten phone calls from his attorneys. Has he been deposed yet? What's happening with those lawsuits about the suing of the liars?
An empty threat because, you know, listen, I said publicly I would represent any women who are sued by Donald Trump for making accusations of sexual assault. I'll do it for free. I'll crowdfund the defense costs. And I would very much look forward to taking Donald Trump's deposition and the depositions of all the people who enabled him.
Mm.
I look forward to subpoenaing the Apprentice tapes, which I would have the legal right to do, because they would be evidence in the case. I mean, he's obviously not going to do it, but he had a lot of nerve, you know, coming out. I'll tell you, my client Jill Harth was very upset that he called her a liar. It had very real ramifications on her life.
Right.
And that's what he doesn't care about. He doesn't, you know, this is coming out and attacking the union leader this week. He doesn't care about working people. I mean, this is all just bluster and bluff to get himself elected. If he has a chance to demean somebody who's just a working person trying to get by, like my client Jill Hart, he'll do it. I mean, and it really does cause very serious damage. She's been bullied and attacked online, and I mean, it's disgusting what he's done to people.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, what a year for women. Not just what, you know, was done to Hillary Clinton between all of it, you know, fake news and WikiLeaks and the FBI.
Oh,
but I mean, you know, it's interesting. Lisa, Paula Broadwell just came out talking about, you know, that she's had a hard time getting a job. And here's General Petraeus might be the next Secretary of State and would need his probation officer's permission to travel. Paula Broadwell said she hasn't been able to get a job because of, I mean.
Yeah, right. And what did she do? She had a consensual adult relationship, which, you know, really.
Right. And he's the one that. leaked the classified, gave her the classified information for his own benefit.
So a lot of women have said to me, you know, what do I tell my daughter? Because I thought we were going to have the first woman president, and now we have the groper in chief. And I say, you tell them the work is not done. We did not finish it. We tried. We did our best. Our generation, we did make some improvements in some areas, but there's a long way to go still on women's rights.
Yeah.
We need your voice now. We need your activism now, because the fight is not over.
Yep. I got to find that old, that great old Ted Kennedy speech. Remember, just the work begins, we rise, and the work begins anew. And
it's
we're all still Americans, and you're right, and there are more of us. There are 3 million more of us than there are them, even with the voter suppression and the hacking and the God knows what else, you know? And so
this is our time. This is, we have to be part of the resistance.
Yeah.
This is what I've been talking about ever since the day of the election. We have to be part of the resistance. That's why I started my podcast, Voice of the Resistance.
You're not the voice of the resistance. I'm the voice of the resistance. Okay, we can both be.
Okay, we both are. But I have every week very practical tips of what people can do to take action. So we don't just lie around and wallow. You know, who you can email, who you can call, what demonstrations you can join, what creative things people are doing. Because the good news is that all over the country, all around us, our friends and neighbors are taking part in the resistance. You know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of activism that's happening, people starting grassroots groups. I've been invited, I don't know about you, I've been invited to 3 groups of prominent people in living rooms saying, we're going to organize, what can we do? We're starting, we never were activists before, but we're going to.
No, I have too.
Inspiring.
Yeah, I have too. I think I invited you to the last one, so invite me to your next one. Yeah, I'm marching, I'm signing petitions, I'm calling the Justice Department. I'm the nice thing about our resistance is we're like polite chipmunks. I'm like, okay, you can be the voice of the resistance.
Oh, I'm sorry, after you.
Oh, no, after you.
No, after you, I insist. I have an idea. My idea is that we both speak simultaneously.
Wonderful idea.
Hello.
Okay.
Well, we need everybody out there, that's for sure. Use your skills, whatever they may be.
Yes. You know? Welcome to the resistance. All right, Lisa. Keep us posted on the legal stuff behind the march.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you, my dear.
All right, honey. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. There she goes. Lisa Bloom.
That
twin
was
voices
awesome.
Of the resistance. Twin little twin voices. I like